And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It is my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert, who's here from the Chamber. Welcome, Robert. And our guests today are from Tour Prescott, Pippin Museum, Mountain Artist Guild. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. A little while ago, I had the opportunity to have a conversation with somebody who wasn't buying their pet food at Olson's. She was having food issues with her dog and wasn't quite sure where to turn. Of course, I said that we at Olson's could probably solve those issues. As it turned out, we did, and the now Olson's customer couldn't say enough about the experience. And besides, she also got to pet the baby chicks. She loved the local atmosphere at our Prescott store, and I assured her that she could go to any Olson's store and get the same. Have food issues? Check us out. Looking for a place to wear your boots and hat and mosey up to a crafts, roulette, or 21 table for a night of fun? Check out the Prescott Sunup Rotary Foundation's Double Down Casino Night. It'll be held in the grandstand at the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds on Saturday, May 12th. Rustle on down for cocktails at 5, then dinner and casino games from 6 till 9. Proceeds will benefit Yavapai Exceptional Industries and other Rotary Club charities. Tickets are available at Raskin's Jewelers or online at Double Down Casino Night.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to introduce our very first guest today.
Thank you, Sherry. Our first guest today is Doug Reed, representing Tour Prescott. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my name is Doug Reed, Tour Prescott. Me and my co-founder, Chris Campbell, I've been here 10 years. He's been here 15 years. We come from an extensive background in hospitality, and we love Prescott.
We do, too.
Yeah.
Imagine that. And we saw you on Monday because we're celebrating National Tourism Week. And there were these beautiful trucks with this very awesome logo saying Tour Prescott. Tell us a little bit about, well, first of all, thank you for being part of our celebration.
Absolutely. We had a wonderful event. We were thrilled to be able to be highlighted at the event, the red carpet event we had for the Heritage History Trail.
Yes.
And also to launch a National Tourism and Travel Week.
It's pretty fun stuff. And we had, Robert, we had so many, it was kind of fun. We're celebrating Tourism Week, and Monday, you would think Monday's a slow day, and we were packed. We had over 100 folks from out of town visiting,
right,
coming through our front door,
yeah,
during our red carpet event.
Yeah.
And we had groups of tours going on downtown, and
it was really good, so much fun.
And
you guys were a big presence for us. Thank you for bringing the trucks down. That a lot of people are talking about it even today.
Yeah.
Wondering who you are.
We were thrilled. We were really thrilled to be there.
So what's getting you involved in the community? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, we both have deep admiration for our heritage and culture, and we love the story of Prescott. So we've been getting involved. The Coalition for Compassion and Justice, the CCJ, we've been involved with them.
Mm-hmm.
They bring awareness to homeless mm-hmm. folks and helping them out with vital services, education, advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been getting involved with them. We have a big event coming up on the 20th of May. We're going to be doing a barbecue dinner. Tour Press is going to host it for the folks there. And if anyone in the community wants to come out and be involved with that, either to be fed or to help out, we would love that. That's going to be at the CCJ Center on Miller Valley Road.
Okay.
Sorry, good. Right up on Fair Street.
What are we barbecuing here?
All right.
What's the barbecue?
Steaks, hamburgers, and hot dogs.
All right. That's making me hungry. and so what? That's on May 20th, and what's the barbecue for exactly?
Sure. So we wanted to be involved with the community, and we wanted to figure out how we can get involved in it, like at a grassroots level.
Sure.
And we were led to that. To the center for the coalition because we noticed that they're really doing the dirty work, if you will. They've got their hands and feet on the ground, and they're feeding the homeless. They're really advocating for folks in the community, and we thought that would be the best place to start helping out wherever we can.
And how can our listeners help?
Absolutely. Well, we can direct them to the yavapaiccj.org.
Okay.
And there they can find out all about the Coalition for Compassion and Justice, and we just wanted to promote them. We did just start our company. We launched on Cinco de Mayo. We had our vehicles out, and we've got a lot of great response. But we figured if we partnered up with some local folks that are doing good, that'd be the best thing that we could do.
That's wonderful. And so for May 20th, what's the time on that and
sure.
cost?
Dinner is at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
It's a free dinner. They feed about 100 people a day.
Okay.
And we're just going to go ahead and feed those folks during that time.
Okay.
That dinner.
Very good. So you'll be bringing food.
Yes,
and will you be making the steaks?
We're going to be grilling.
Medium
and
rare.
We're so thrilled to be a part of an event like this and the other events that the chambers are going to host.
Yeah, we have like over 100 of them to get involved in. So so tell us your dream here. You mentioned you just opened up Tour Prescott.
Absolutely.
You've been in the hospitality industry for a long time. Let's talk about what this dream is.
You got it. Absolutely. Let me tell you a little bit about Tour Prescott. Tour Prescott, your adventure starts here. We are an adventure tour company passionate about promoting and preserving Prescott's heritage, culture, and incredible natural beauty. We provide our guests with personal and private sightseeing tours, whether large or small groups, immersing them into the rich and glorious history of our beloved town, around the square and beyond.
Excellent. What kind of tours, like walking tours, hiking tours? Talk to me.
I'm glad you asked. Make up
our tours,
yeah.
Horseback riding. What do we got going?
These
here?
Are actually tours in our luxurious SUVs.
Okay.
We'll be able to accommodate 2 to 12 people, so we have 2 vehicles currently to start. And we're just going to be taking people out around the square, showing the Wild West history, the first territorial capital, and then what there is to do and in and around Prescott.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, Robert runs the state designated visitor information center right at the chamber at the right downtown. We have over 30,000 folks that come through our front door annually. So I suspect, Robert, that this would be
and they're all coming
very
for
popular.
Prescott Heritage, of course,
yeah,
and
yeah,
things
yeah.
to do in Prescott, and tour Prescott certainly would be one of them.
Yes.
Absolutely. We felt a need to create to bring this concept to market, to be able to take people out mm-hmm. and show them how cool our town is and the things that there is to do. And the way we see it is we will be getting people connected with their adventure in Prescott, show mm-hmm. them what there is to do so they can go out kayaking, hiking, biking, and doing some of the walking tours and stuff. But we're going to facilitate the driving tours around town, which okay. aren't – there is nobody that does that yet until now.
Okay. Well, you'll be going up into the mountains, up on some of the dirt roads.
Eventually. We're going to start at the square and then see.
I did notice really some pretty big tires on those vehicles that you have.
That's right.
Do some 4x4.
And you can check out those
in
vehicles.
In a luxury SUV.
We have them parked currently downtown still, and yeah. We'll be around the square every day, and you can see them also at tourprescott.com.
Wonderful. So you mentioned that you're supporting the May 20th fundraiser or meal, I should say, for our homeless. Anything else that you're a little bit involved in right now besides the chamber, which we very much appreciate?
Yes. Well, we are involved with the chamber. The Prescott Media Center is the other organization that we have joined recently. We love what they stand for. They're mm-hmm. really helping people, businesses and personal folks, get the equipment that they need to do some video, photo, recording, editing, and they've been a tremendous help and an asset to us.
Excellent. So tell me, what is the most creative tour that you have ever been on or that you're thinking that you're going to be creating?
Yeah. The most recent thing I did, Sun State Helicopters took me on a tour of Prescott.
Okay.
So,
oh, wow.
To really get my mind wrapped around mm-hmm. what our town's about mm-hmm. and all the beauty there is, I wanted to get up in the air and see that and also think about how we could offer tours in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But that has to be the funnest thing I've done as far as a tour goes. To see our beloved town and the area and the Prescott National Forest from the sky was really incredible.
Oh, wow.
It's such a blessing.
I thought that was a blast.
Can't imagine
going
that.
By all the lakes and everything. Cool.
Yeah, it was incredible. And we got some really good footage that we're going to be putting into our tours.
Oh, wonderful. Gosh, well, maybe we can borrow some at the chamber.
Absolutely.
Or highlight you, I should say. So tell me, what is the most rewarding aspect of your work?
Well, being a part of Prescott, the reception we received on Monday with the city and with the locals and the tourists alike, they really embraced us. And that's got to be the most rewarding thing, just being a part of Prescott and being able to share the history and the story of Prescott. That has been really rewarding so far. We're just beginning this journey. June 1st, we'll be beginning our first tours.
Wonderful.
And we're really thrilled about that.
Perfect. So if anybody's interested and want to contact you, what would be the best way to get a hold of you?
You got it. You can find us online at tourprescott.com. You can reach us at 928-925-1551.
Can any of your tours include anything like birthday parties or maybe, you know?
Absolutely. So we
something
are going
creative like that.
Very open to charter services for our tours, so we can accommodate weddings and birthdays, special events. Mm-hmm. We'll also be offering, there's going to be multifaceted, if you will, with the real estate folks in town, bringing people around, as well as our primary tours of the square and beyond.
Well, we're glad to have you on board. We appreciate your partnership and your enthusiasm and those beautiful SUVs that you have going around town and providing service for our folks. Thank you for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And, Robert, we have our second guest.
Thank you, Sherry. We're pleased to announce Ed Kellerman, who is the marketing director for the Phippen Museum here in town. Welcome to the show, Ed.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a native Prescottonian. I was born and raised here, last of 11 kids.
Oh, wow. Wow, you beat our family. I'm from 10.
Went to local schools, Yavapai College, and then transferred up to Northern Arizona University, where I got my degree in public relations.
Wonderful. So you must be thrilled to be here and working.
Absolutely. I love Prescott.
Yeah.
I went off for a little while after college, but when I started up our family, we came right back to hometown. So.
That's a conversation that people, I love hearing, because that's something that we don't track that often. You always hear about everybody leaving town, but they always do come back when they're having their families, and we're so happy you did.
When I was in high school, all the kids talked about wanting to move away and live somewhere else, and a lot of those people are back here now. Huh? They're friends still. So,
well, you can't deny Prescott's beautiful. There's a lot going on at the Phippen Museum. I think we ought to just give you some airtime here and
Absolutely.
Let you talk to the audiences.
We have a lot going on at the Phippen Museum, especially in the month of May. Coming up on Memorial Day weekend is our annual Western Art Show and Sale. This will be our 44th annual event. It's on May 26th through the 28th on the Yavapai County Courthouse Square. It's a Memorial Day tradition since 1974. This year's show has a lot involved with it. Opening day is the 26th, a Saturday of May, and we're going to have a very special unveiling of George Phippen's, a monumental replica of George Phippen's bronze Cowboy in a Storm. We have an unveiling ceremony at 11 a.m. on the east side of the courthouse. Local dignitaries will be there, I believe Billy Orr, Phippen family members, chairman of the board for the Phippen, and a special guest, I believe Gail Steiger, will be there as well. So
Wonderful.
We're all very excited about that. When the piece is finished, it's going to end up in the roundabout out in front of the museum. So we're all very excited about that.
I bet you're excited about that more. I mean, it's going to be a wonderful way to welcome people to Prescott.
Right.
It's going to be the gateway.
Well, we always considered Granite Dells as the gateway to Prescott from the north, and so it's just a welcome to everyone coming from that direction.
Yeah.
So it's a very special piece. So one of the last pieces that George George Phippen created. So we're really excited about that.
What is the dimensions of that bronze?
I'm not sure how wide it is, but it's over 14 feet tall. So when they get it out in the middle of the roundabout, it's going to be a prominent fixture out there in the like you say, the gateway to Prescott.
So. Yeah, that's going to be beautiful.
Oh, I can't wait. Now, when will they actually install it in the roundabout?
That's still debatable.
Okay. Yeah.
There's still permits and that kind of thing involved with doing that, safety issues. But so the public can get an up-close look at it, we'll have it on display at the show all 3 days during the Memorial Day show.
Oh, that's great.
So it'll be on the courthouse the whole weekend so people can get up close to it.
Well, that's exciting.
Well, I know the Phippen Show, the Phippen Fine Art Western Show, has been going on for many, many years.
Absolutely.
It was one of my favorite items when I came into town. I remember years and years and years ago. That was in I think it was 91.
Right.
And I remember the quick draw.
And the quick
draw. And I love that. And people, that's what everybody seems to be talking about. They still do the quick draw.
They do. It's extremely popular. Saturday and Sunday during the show, the 26th and 27th at 2 p.m., we do the quick draw competition. We give a group of artists, 20 or more artists, 60 minutes to create a piece of fine art on a blank canvas. And then we have the show turn around. We have the artists move up where the spectators were, and they display their artwork to the crowd, and we auction it off while the paint's still wet.
So,
wow.
The folks really love that. We tell everyone who wants to get a chance to see that to come a little early and get a spot so you can see what's going on. It's fascinating.
That is very fascinating. And you're one of the first shows that are on the Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza.
That's true. I believe
first
couple shows, I believe, were held maybe inside the courthouse.
Sure.
Transferred over for a few years, I think, to the library when the library was new,
mm-hmm.
but it's been back on the courthouse plaza mm-hmm. for over 30 years, I believe. So,
well, so that's what's going on in May. What else? I see you have a lot of marketing material here. So let's talk. What else is going on here?
Our current show that we have right now, it'll close on July 22nd, is Cool Cool Water, and it's a great collection of artwork, aquatic landscapes of the American West. We also have our 15th annual miniature masterpiece show and sale. Outstanding pieces of fine art, a little bit smaller in size, more reasonably priced. That's in our lower level gallery. And they do a sale by draw with that. You place an intent in the piece of artwork that you're looking at. And then on the last day of the show, on the 28th, they do a sale by draw. They choose the names out, and the lucky winners are able to take their pieces home. In addition, we have a new show that's called Pause, Phippen Award winners, Small Art to Go. These pieces are a collection of artwork from our award-winning artists from the past 3 years.
Okay.
So they submit pieces that can be sold during the show. And unlike miniature masterpiece, these pieces can be bought and taken right off the wall. So they're on display right now. I believe we've already sold 10 pieces, and it just opened Saturday night. So
how many more pieces are left?
There's quite a few left.
Okay.
But, I would say that if you're interested in that, you should come out and take a look at that artwork now. And also the same with the miniature masterpieces. Get your intent to purchase in those boxes so you can get drawn for the piece you'd like. So,
wow.
Lots going on.
Well, for some of our listeners who may be new to the area and that sort of thing, maybe we should kind of back up. We jumped right into some events, but let's talk a little bit about the Phippen Museum itself.
Sure.
Maybe its hours and what it all entails.
Sure. Well, the Phippen Museum is named after George Phippen. He was a local artist and sculptor. Created more than 3,000 pieces of artwork in his lifetime. Co-founder and first president of the Cowboy Artists of America.
Wow.
Unfortunately, he passed away at an early age of 50 in 1966. But he was such an inspirational character. He had such a great sense of humor. People were so enamored with him that his friends, family, and fellow artists got together and decided they'd like to create an institution to preserve and promote Western art with his name in mind. So that's about how the Phippen Museum came about.
And he was from this area.
He lived here in Prescott. He also had a place down in Skull Valley where he did a little foundry down there.
Sure.
He was very involved with the lost wax process of creating sculpture. And so the Phippen Museum came about because of the kind of character that he had and how he inspired other people. The Phippen Museum did not come first, though. Actually, the show came first. Mm. And the reason the show was created so that they could create funds to actually build the institution. So the first 10 years of the show were just raising funds to be able to start the museum. Wow. So the show is actually older than the museum.
Wow.
This will be our 44th show, and the museum, I believe, this year is the 34th anniversary.
Wow.
I did not know that. Yeah. That's great information.
And that's why you're here.
That's exactly why I'm here.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's interesting to hear. I love that.
Well, you guys have, FIP Museum has grown leaps and bounds in the years that I've lived here.
Yeah.
And very, very much community oriented. You folks have even treated some of our volunteers for free passes to come see the museum so they know what we're selling.
And actually, we have more going on.
So we appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you very much. We have more going on at the museum, and we have an expansion project that's also in the works, another capital campaign that we're putting together for an outdoor pavilion. I don't know if you've seen the flattened area above the museum.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
That space is created
for... There's some sculptures up there,
there's
right?
There's a couple of horse sculptures up there, but... Eventually, there'll be an outdoor pavilion with a catering kitchen, restrooms, places to do a place to do presentations and outdoor events and that kind of thing. There's also a sculpture garden that's being developed, and then in addition to that, we're going to expand our collection room. We've kind of grown out of our collection room, so, and we're going to get some state-of-the-art equipment in there too, as well, to make sure we're preserving the art properly. So.
Wow.
What other kind of activities do you have going on at the museum? Anything for kids, families, interaction on anything like that?
Absolutely. We have a great education coordinator, Neil McEwen, who is also a sculptor in his own right. He's done the show on the square, but he's been involved with outreach, but we've been trying to present free workshops for kids the first Saturday of the month.
Oh.
Not every month, but most months we're trying to do a project for kids at the museum that's free. Plaster petroglyphs, pioneer journals, lost treasure maps, things like that that kids have really enjoyed. The last one was Rock Cactus Gardens.
Oh, cool.
That was a pretty
should have been at that one, Cherry.
Yeah.
In addition to that,
have to do that one again.
Last fall, we had a new event called Clay Out West, which is a sculpture competition for kids. We separated kids into elementary, middle, and high school, and they all created, with the instruction from the staff there at the museum, created clay sculptures. And then we had local artist Bill Nebaker, John Coleman, and Eric Peterson come in and judge the pieces and pick the three out of each of the categories, or a winner from each of the category, and then each one of those was actually cast in bronze.
Oh, my goodness.
So they ended up with the actual bronze of their clay sculpture, which I know the kids really enjoyed, got a great kick out of. So we plan to do that again this fall, too. So.
Oh, well, let the chamber know so that we can let everyone know.
Yes, you need to get some of those on our events calendar.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
That's, so the folks,
yeah,
the families
this was the first
that are
year
here.
We did. I think this next year will be bigger, but it was our inaugural event, and so it was pretty popular. And
can we lie about our age? I'm 12, really. I am.
We have people slip into the free workshop for kids every once in a while. We get an adult in there, so
well,
it could probably be arranged.
Yeah, there you go. Sometimes the adults are taking over what the kids are supposed
and,
to do.
And well,
they're
all gonna, when are you going to do one for the adults too? So
we do have adult
workshops. They're paid workshops, but pastel artists. Don Rantz, oil artist, Gretchen Lopez, Neil McEwen with his sculpture. They've done some classes there at the museum. We have a pastel class on most Tuesdays. So there's a lot going on at the museum in terms of artwork.
So the locals here really need to get onto the FIPIN website.
Absolutely. So if I missed anything, because there is so much going on, you can always go to the website and check it out. We've got a schedule of events and everything.
And that website again is?
It's www.fipinartmuseum.org.
Wonderful. So. Now, I noticed there's a few more pieces of marketing material there, and we have a little bit more time. We've talked about the museum. We've talked about some of the things that are going on. Did we cover everything?
And then, you know what? We have another special show coming up in August called Hold Your Horses. It's an invitational exhibition and sale, and we collect up artists who are known for their art of the horse.
Oh.
And so all of the artwork on the walls is of the horse.
That's also an annual event for the Pitt Museum.
This ended up being our fifth annual of Hold Your Horses event, and it's been extremely popular as well. So all of our events are very well attended. The opening receptions we have, that's another benefit of becoming a member at the museum, too. If you Memberships are fairly reasonable, and with your membership comes obviously the newsletter, but also invitations to the opening receptions for all of our exhibits. So there's a catered affairs, and everybody seems to have a pretty good time at those. So
well, proud of you. Sounds like you've had a lot of hard work putting into this and marketing
all these activities. Always
yeah.
Very busy, but I'd rather be busy any day. So
how long have you been with the museum?
This will be my 10th year.
Tenth year.
In June. So.
Wow.
Yep, I love the museum. I love Western history and heritage. And like I was telling Robert a little earlier, George Phippen continues to fascinate me. I find out new things about him all the time. So he's quite the character.
That's super cool. So I have a trick question.
Okay. I'm ready.
He's so cool.
He doesn't know about this question. So are you an artist?
No, not necessarily. I used to doodle a lot when I was a kid.
Okay.
I used to draw with my daughter, that kind of thing. I'm not an artist in my own right.
In your own
I'm
right.
More of a writer.
Okay. So. Well, that's an art to itself.
That is an art. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of folks that struggle with that, so myself included. So that's fun stuff.
Yeah, I'm a writer person, not a math person. So that's kind of how it divides up at the museum.
Yeah. I ended up on the math side of it. So there you go.
You need that too. So.
Yeah, you need both. Well, we're thrilled to have you today. We're excited about all the activities that are going on and all the people. You know, this week is National Tourism and Travel Week, and we've been celebrating that all week.
And the Phippen is certainly a part of that, a huge part of our heritage.
If you come out to the museum during this week, you get a free book of days with your admission. So
wow.
it's a day calendar that you can, in honor of Tourism Week. So.
Very nice.
Well, who knew that? That's
absolutely
great news to hear. And so if folks want to join, if they want to come to one of these events or sign up to be a member, who should they call and where should they go?
Well, like I said, you can always go to www.phippenartmuseum.org, or you can give us a call at the museum, 928-778-1385, and we'll be able to give you more information on the events that we have. Most of that information you should be able to find on the website.
And how about the museum hours?
Museum hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4 p.m., and then Sundays from 1 to 4. We're closed on Monday.
Ed, thank you for what you do. Thank you for coming back and staying in Prescott.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Oh, I
keep
love it
up
here.
The good work.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry.
And we appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help. Or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A Cornville woman has been arrested as part of an investigation into a counterfeit operation, and now her boyfriend is in custody as well. Funny money has been passed at Verde Valley businesses from August of late last year to last month. 38-year-old Star Brummett was arrested at her Katamoto Drive home in Cornville last Thursday. Part of the investigation has revealed 34-year-old Mark Hoffman was a participant in the counterfeit operation. Hoffman presented a fake $100 bill to pay for gas at the Beaver Creek Gas Market on March 30th. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin says the clerk got suspicious and shut the pump off.
By then, Hoffman put $35 worth of gas in his car. As Hoffman reentered the mart to find out why the pump stopped, he saw clerks looking over the $100 bill he intended to use for payment. Hoffman then turned around and left.
Devlin explains Hoffman was located in Clarkdale yesterday morning.
He was booked into the detention center in Camp Verde on charges including fraudulent schemes, possess forgery equipment, falsely make written instrument, and possession of dangerous drugs. He does remain in custody and bond has not yet been set.
Hoffman lived in the Katamoto Drive home and he had apparently been trying to move items from that location into storage. The Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority has been busy putting out fires.
On Monday morning, crews were dispatched to a grass fire burning near homes in the area of Windmill Way in Chino Valley. Arriving units found the homeowner with a garden hose that put out most of the 10-by-20-foot fire. An engine company remained on scene to extinguish the rest of the fire. During an investigation, it was determined the fire had started from an electrical fence that was triggered from dogs jumping on it. The neighborhood properties had the grass cut short, which Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority officials say helped in keeping the fire from spreading. Last night, crews were on scene of a house fire in Las Flores Drive in Prescott Valley. Response included four engines, a utility and support unit, a battalion chief, a safety officer, and a fire investigator. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, dry and breezy this week with a fire weather watch in effect. Expect an overnight low of 58 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 86 tomorrow and a high of 80 on Friday. 62 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Thursday of 95 and a high on Friday of 89. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Hi, Ken, with the plant of the week and our cherry jolt, dianthus.
Jumpstart the color in the garden with a generous helping of this jolting dianthus.
The cherry fragrant flowers come atop rich green foliage.
A sun worshiper through and through, growing 12 inches, and knows how to draw the butterflies to their nectar-laden flowers.
Uniquely waters and just $11.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road, where people who love flowers that jolt, they love to shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And, Robert, we have more guests here today.
Thank you, Sherry. We have a lot of fun guests today.
Yeah, we sure do.
Next guest is from Mountain Artists Guild, Janice Keeley and Dawn Zintel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Mountain Artists Guild before we get into the good stuff.
Well, it's a great guild to belong to. There's a couple hundred members. And it is a not-for-profit organization that really helps emerging artists who join it.
That's
and
a lot of local artists.
A lot of local artists. We have both master artists, you know, people who are very accomplished. And then there's people like me who are hoping to be great artists someday.
I think we all aspire to that, right?
One of the really wonderful things that the Mountain Artists Guild does every year, of course, is the festival on the Mother's Day weekend. And we also have coming up a scholarship benefit auction, and Janice is going to talk about both of those things. So, Janice, take it away with the festival.
All right. Well, this weekend, I can't believe it's here already.
Isn't it Mother's
Day? I'm like, that's next weekend. And you're like, no.
We're all excited.
I know it.
Time flies.
So it's the 32nd annual Fine Art and Wine Festival that opens up the season on the downtown. We have to call it the Plaza now.
Yes.
You know, we can't
the
say
Yavapai
square.
County.
Yavapai County Courthouse
yeah.
Plaza.
So it's May Saturday and Sunday, May 12th and 13th, a good time to bring Mom and, you know, let her pick out her own Mother's Day present.
There you go.
We've got 142 spaces this year. They're all filled, 9 of them with food. We have some new first-time food vendors, and that's going to be fun. And we've got, out of the 142 spaces, 67 of them are brand new to the show, or at least weren't in last year, and a lot of them brand new. So you're not just going to see the same thing that you've seen over and over. And two of the ones that we're most excited about, we got calls just at the last minute from two young artists from the Navajo Nation.
Wow.
That are coming
wonderful.
In. One young man, his wife does petroglyphs on pottery. The other guy does, and I don't know what he does himself. I was so taken with his wife's thing. But the other young man does horsehair pottery. So, of course, I had to go over to the Smoke Eye and get a lesson on what is horsehair pottery.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting new thing. So we've got all kinds of artists, of course. Wood crafters, jewelry, metal crafters, fabric and fiber, and handmade, all items handmade. So forth. And in the wine tent, I don't know if you know this, but it's all Arizona vineyards.
Wow.
And Arizona is a great place for wine.
Tell us some of the vineyards that will be represented at the show.
You know, I don't know. That's put on by Brigid McLaughlin.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
No,
well,
we know it'll be good wine.
Yes,
it is.
Yes,
it's good
wine.
Arizona wine.
She has a vineyard in Clarkdale and cellar 433, is it? I think it is, in Jerome.
Okay.
So she's in charge of it, and there will be several others by invitation in there. Displaying their
so
wines.
Folks can come down, shop the 140 plus booths
and do some
for
tasting.
Mom and do some wine tasting
wines.
Too.
That yeah,
sounds like
absolutely.
A great weekend to me.
Yeah, what a great combination.
And it's this weekend. I can't believe it. It's
yeah,
already this weekend.
And the weather is going to be good. It's not supposed to be raining or windy or freezing cold like we sometimes have this early in May. So we're really counting our blessings this year. Mm-hmm. Looks great.
It sounds exciting. And so in the wine and wine tasting part of it is going to be located where?
On Goodwin Street.
On Goodwin Street.
On the south end of the plaza there. They shut that off.
Right in front of the Chamber Visitor Center. I guess I'll have to work this weekend.
Very handy for you.
Yeah. How convenient. It's in front of the Chamber office.
Right.
That's great.
And then again, I'll just throw out briefly, we will have an arts and crafts festival again the second week in August, but maybe we'll get to come back on this show and talk about that
closer to August.
That'd
absolutely
be great.
Yeah, we'll make note of that. So what are the hours of the show for our listeners? And maybe there's some listeners out there that this is going to be their first show to visit.
Oh, that's true. It's 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday.
And for more information, they can get to a website or call Mountain Artist Guild?
Go to our website, mountainartistguild.org, or call the gallery, and we'd love to give you all the details.
Nice.
And check out all the fine food, homemade ice cream.
Wow.
All kinds of good stuff on Food Row. And in August, we're going to have a lobster guy.
Whoa.
Maine lobster. So we're
you're going to fly me in from the East Coast? I'm from Boston, so
yeah,
I know the good stuff.
Yeah, there you go. You'll be right up your alley, Robert.
Yeah.
Well, how exciting. Dawn, you mentioned there's some sort of scholarship program.
Yes.
What was that up? What's that about?
Well, on June 16th, Janice has set this all up. It's a scholarship benefit auction. And one of the things Mountain Artist Guild does every year is raise funds to give scholarships
and that's what it's all about, yes.
To students who want to study the visual arts at the college level. Mm-hmm. So this year, she tells me that we are giving out $5,000 worth.
We already did.
We already distributed. So there were some very excited students about, you know, who really went ahead and put in some an application and some art that got juried and the winners were chosen. So Janice has set this up, and she has an absolutely amazing number of items given by local businesses to us, to MAG, to auction off, both the silent auction and live auction.
And, right. And when will the auction be going?
It's going to be Saturday night, June 16th. That's the Saturday before Father's Day, from 5:30 to 7:30 at the gallery. Big Daddy E's Barbecue from Chino Valley is going to cater dinner. Well, not dinner, but snacks. Mm-hmm. And Shannon's Cheesecakes, and we'll provide wine. And the tickets are only $25. And instead of just auctioning off donated artwork from our members, this year we've decided to focus more on creating new experiences and happy memories. So we have got the most amazing things. How would you like 1 hour in a flight simulator with an instructor from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University?
Fine.
That's going to be one of the things. We've got 2 nights at a resort in Sedona with a wine tasting and appetizers at Oak Creek Vineyards. That sounds like fun to
me. Absolutely.
Grand Canyon Railroad tickets. Greg Raskins, I love him. He donated us a $500 diamond journey necklace. It's just gorgeous. Go online and search for journey necklace and see what it is. It's really cool. And the La Posada. You guys know the La Posada in Winslow, Arizona?
Yep. We sure do.
Yep. Standing on the corner.
Standing on the corner.
Been
so
there.
There's a night there at the La Posada. And I could just go on and on. We've got over $12,500 worth of stuff so far donated from local and regional businesses that are just fun things to do.
Mm-hmm. And so that will make it really unique for the auction.
Very unique.
So you've got Mother's Day covered, and now I'm hearing
Father's Day
covered.
That's right.
Well, we appreciate
the
that.
The night before Father's Day. Come get your present.
Oh, that's wonderful. Or an experience, it sounds like.
An experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the arts are so important, and I appreciate that you're keeping this alive and bringing these programs and giving money and scholarships to the children. Thank you for doing that. That's wonderful news.
Our pleasure. We've been around since 1949, and we hope we keep going for many years.
Very good. Well, let's let the listeners know again where they can get information, contact information, maybe just quickly highlight those events, the one this weekend, hours, and that sort of thing.
9 to 5 on the Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza downtown on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. Our galleries are located at 228 North Alarcon Street here in Prescott. Come in and check us out or go to mountainartistguild.org and look at our website.
It's a little gem. You folks really need to come down to see the gallery because they've done a lot of work down there in all the years that I've been here. And it's just a couple of streets off the Courthouse Plaza. You could actually do the show and just walk over to
an easy walk.
It's just a stroll, so you have a wonderful day or a weekend.
Yeah.
It sounds great. So we've covered a lot of things, but I have to ask you, What's the most rewarding part of your jobs here? Or you, I guess you're volunteers.
We are volunteers.
Yeah, so, but what's working with each other for me. I mean, some fabulous people are involved in the Mountain Artists Guild, and it's been a great experience. Mm-hmm.
And as your volunteer, you get to work on whatever it is that interests you.
Yes.
Like Dawn is interested in all of the workshops and signs up for everyone that she registers.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah. It's amazing.
You volunteer, but yet you're involved too.
Yes. Well, and we do have a lot of workshops coming up. Our goal is to have 10 workshops a year, and also to set up a program for brand new artists, people who think they might like to do some sort of art.
Like Robert?
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's
wannabe,
got it in
right?
there somewhere.
Yeah,
it just has to come out.
That creativity is so important.
Yes, it is.
Well, we're so glad to have you on our show today. We wish you the best of luck, and we know the weather will be perfect because it's Prescott.
Yeah.
And in case you haven't noticed by now, we had a theme this week because it is National Tourism and Travel Week mm-hmm. for the whole nation, and we've been celebrating it all week, and we're so glad that you were here to help us with that.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for covering Mother's Day and Father's Day for the area.
Yep, so
too.
Come on downtown, folks, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Mountain Artists Guild.
Very good. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide, KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Money back from Gettles? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,700 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central AC system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation. 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And it's just us now, Robert. We're going to kind of showcase what's going to go on this weekend. We've already kind of highlighted a few things.
Just a few things.
But there's a lot going on here.
I kind of like this part of it because we have so many things going on in Prescott, Arizona. Starting Friday, we have our historic walking downtown tours.
Oh, yeah.
Donations are appreciated for that. It supports our Visitor Information Center. So come on down. That's at 10 a.m. in front of the Visitor Information Center. Center, Chamber of Commerce Building, Friday, May 11th. And we just talked about this before we got on, but I'm going to plug it in again. Saturday and Sunday, the Fine Art Festival and Wine will be at the Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza from 9 to 5. So come on down for that. That's right downtown this Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, of course, is May 13th, and everybody knows what May 13th is, or you should, or you will. It's Mother's Day. Esteban is having a Mother's Day show at the Elks Theater, and that will be Sunday, May 13th, Mother's Day, at the Elks Theater, 3 p.m. So come on down for that, too. And, of course, there's the Phoenix Symphony in Prescott at the Yavapai College, also on Sunday. Do you want more?
What time is that at? What time is that?
The Phoenix Symphony is at 3 p.m. also, so you can pick between Esteban and the Phoenix Symphony. Kind of a thing going on there, I guess. But
very good. Yeah, we still have a little bit more time.
Yeah, okay. Well, we have another special Mother's Day celebration. That's going to be at the Los Pinos Restaurant, which is on White Spar Road, which used to be the old, oh my gosh, I just flipped my head here.
The Pinecone Inn.
The old Pinecone Inn on White Spar Road. So that's a special Mother's Day celebration, Los Pinos Restaurant from 4 to 8. And you can reach Los Pinos at 541-1245. So support our local restaurants for Mother's Day. Bring Mom. Have a great time.
Absolutely. Well, Robert, I just want to thank you. You've been managing our Visitor Information Center
for a few years.
I know. We're always like, is it 10, 11, 12 years at least?
I must be having too much fun.
You're the face that welcomes all of our 30,000 travelers and guests that come through our front door annually,
yes.
And we greatly appreciate it.
Oh,
and
you also
are a big part of helping promote all of our businesses and all of these events, and we greatly appreciate your work.
Well, a big shout-out for everybody else, too, this week, because it's National Tourism Week, so thank you, everybody in the tourism industry, and that goes from dining, lodging, tour companies, whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
All our Prescott businesses, so thank you for that.
And we want to remind everyone, you can be a tourist in your own hometown.
That's
just
right.
Take advantage of all this. Go to prescott.org for more information.
Or
and
come down
our
to
full
the Visitor
calendar.
Center. Yeah.
Our full calendar is online, so take advantage of that. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.